Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Each week, Brenda brings you timely topics in art, culture, and film. Her guests are change agents, business leaders, authors, people who will inspire you. Join Brenda on Fridays at noon Central, or listen to her podcast on demand 24/7. Please visit and like facebook.com/alive to thrive. And now, here's Brenda.
Welcome to Alive to Thrive. My name is Brenda Fraser. Sorry about that little technical glitch. It's been several weeks since I've been with you, and we have such an exciting program today. We've had this on the books for several months. We are going to be talking about creating your dreams, living your dreams, fulfilling your passion, and what your dreams may look like. Our guest today is Andrea Blevins. Andrea has overcome some personal health issues, and actually we got to meet on this book project that she was contracted to put together interviews of several different outstanding women from St. Louis County, St. Charles County, the Midwest here, and I was honored to be invited to be part of this book project, and the book's actually coming out the end of June, and I want to welcome Andrea to Alive to Thrive.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm great, Andrea. Sorry, I'm coming on strong. I have so much energy. I've been thriving lately for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I'm just got all kinds of great energy today. And I wanted to share with our listeners, the name of the book is called St. Louis Dreamers and Dream Champions. And this is just an amazing project. Andrea, how did you get involved with this book?
It's a little bit of a long story, so I'm going to try to shorten it for you.
Well, we have plenty of time.
Okay. Gateway to Dreams is a nonprofit in the St. Louis area started by Karen Hoffman. And her mission was to help people realize that they can go for their dreams and to establish a community of dreamers in the St. Louis area, and I did not even know her until a little bit before this time last year. I had lived next to her sister almost my entire life. I grew up in this house, and then my husband and I had moved into the house to buy it 3 or 4 years ago, and at that time I was having some health problems, and I was diagnosed with MS a year or two later. And it was a beautiful two-story house, and we loved it, but we knew that this was probably not our forever home. And since we had not finished purchasing it through my mom and dad, they said, it's fine, we'll sell it, you go find a home that will work. And so we were having a moving garage sale last year, and Karen Hoffman, my neighbor's sister, comes up and says, "Hi, I have this nonprofit, Gateway to Dreams, and my sister sells kind of quirky things," and she had a paper towel dispenser. And Karen was like, "This is exactly what we need for our bathrooms." And we just kind of started talking, and I said, "Well, I'd like to hear more about it because I have some time to volunteer." And so I started volunteering with the online calendar, and I emailed Karen, and I said, "This is just not really my thing. I used to be a teacher. It's not very creative." And I said, "I'm more into writing and fun stuff and creating things." And so she said, "We have a book we want to write." And I said, "Great, I would like to write it." And that's kind of how it started.
Wow. So how many interviews did you conduct?
We conducted 40 altogether.
40 interviews. And
yes.
Was it hard to select the people? Was it some were just obvious choices? I mean, how did you find all the people to interview?
A lot of them are Gateway to Dreams members who have been part of Gateway to Dreams and are working with their life coaches or their professional coaches to achieve their dreams. And so I would say maybe half of them are Gateway to Dreams members, and they were people Karen knew, and they were obvious choices. And the other half, God kind of just kept bringing them to us one at a time. So we
I call that strategic synchronicity, when the right people just show up at the right time. And I was in another anthology called 7 Points of Impact several years ago, and my chapter in that book was called Help is on the Way. And the point of it is that the right people show up on our path at the right time, and, you know, we're on this path that God sets us on. We don't know what's ahead. We may come across a personal challenge. In my case, I had to overcome learning how to walk again from a tragic car crash that my mother was killed in 20 years ago. But for you, it was a health issue. So talk to us a little bit about what your health issue was, because you do write about it in the book, and how that propelled you to living your life differently and making each day count.
Well, when I was 19, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, and that is an autoimmune disease where your body mistakes your large intestine as something that's not supposed to be there. And so it causes really large sores and pain. And at 24, I had my large intestine removed, and I was good. I was really good. For a while, I met my husband, and I finished my master's, and I got married, and we had 2 beautiful children, and then that was all within 3 years, and then after that, I started to have problems again, and I had 10 more abdominal surgeries, and it was hard, and my children had to see me go through a lot, which most children don't have to, but in some ways, they are much more perceptive to other people's problems and pain, and we talk about, well, what could be going on in that person's life that we don't see, because on the surface, we look very normal. No one would know how much they've seen and how hard it's been for them. So my last surgery, I contracted MRSA, which was very scary. And I never really bounced back physically after that. I was slower. Teaching full-time was too much, so I cut down to part-time, but I also continued to go to school, so I was working on my specialist, which is the step before your doctorate. And it was okay, but I wasn't getting better. And then I started to get worse again, and I knew that if we didn't make some changes, I would be back into the hospital with surgery, and after the MRSA, I was not going to do that again to my children, because they almost lost me once, and I couldn't have them almost lose me again. And so I quit working, and I quit going to school, and I kind of floundered. It's hard to be defined by being a teacher and helping. I taught English as a second language to help these children learn English and acclimate to the U.S. and, like, make a difference in these families' lives. And then all of a sudden, you've lost your identity. And it was at this point that I started having more health problems, and I was diagnosed with the MS. And so it was just kind of, it was a very dark time. And I think it was about the time that I met Karen that I kind of said, there's nothing I can do physically or mentally or spiritually to change this on my own. I have to surrender this to God. And it didn't happen in one step. It was a very slow process, but over the course of the last year, it's just, I've realized that I cannot be defined by my job or something outside of, inside of my heart. Mm-hmm. And I really struggled, but I can honestly say I would not change any of the past, because mm-hmm. who I am today is a much stronger person and a much more understanding person, and I understand that God has a plan for me, and surrendering myself to the plan is hard. And some days I don't want to hurt, but it's okay because He's in this and He's with me walking through it.
That is so powerful. And on a daily basis, what do you do to maintain your spiritual connection?
I pray a lot. I during the school year, I do a Bible study with ladies once a week. And then also my best friend, Kimberly Rosema, and I are working on a journal for other people who suffer from chronic illness and how they could reach out to the Lord through their illness instead of in spite of their illness, using their illness as a way to make the world a better place and realizing that it's part of God's plan for them.
Mm-hmm. And so many people have faced challenging life situations like a chronic illness or the loss of a loved one or just something that dramatically happens and you wake up one day and your life is different than the day it was before. What advice do you have for them in terms of to keep moving forward towards their dreams?
I think it sounds a little cliche, but like the moment you're in is just a moment. And every moment is just a moment. And this is how it was when I was in the hospital, is that I would lay in bed after the surgeries, and it was painful. I mean, they just cut me and all of this. But I would just sit there, and I would just think, okay, this moment is the exact same moment as if we're sitting at the dinner table eating dinner or if we're doing something fun. This is just going to pass just as fast as that moment is. And tomorrow it's going to be a little bit easier. And so if you just take those moments as moments and not a big picture, sometimes it's easier to realize that you're moving forward. You're not stuck here in this very difficult time.
So it's a lot of self-talk as well, and changing those mental mindsets and what you think is what shows up. Who are some of the authors that you like, and do you listen to any kind of, daily do you listen to, books on tape or any kind of positive subliminal messaging or anything like that?
I do a lot of meditation, and mostly I just use whatever is online. I also read a lot. I do not have a favorite author. Over the past year, I've read a lot about how God can use you where you're at, and how God loves you. Like, who you are is a wonderful person. I think a lot of people look at themselves, and I know I do. I always am critical, and I think that self-criticism can really weigh you down.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so much so. We have a guest that called in. I'm not sure if they're part of the book project or calling in with a question, so let's go to 645. Area code 314-645. Welcome to Alive to Thrive. Tell us who you are, caller. Hello, you're on the air on area code 314-645. Maybe they're just listening in.
Oh, is that me?
Yes. That's you. Yay. Yes, who are
you? Well, I thought somebody else might be a 645, so I was waiting.
Yes, that's okay. It's you.
Well, I'm just enjoying listening to both of you, and I was just wondering how everything was going with the progress.
And I know this woman.
Is this Pat?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Pat's one of the authors, I assume?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
she
Pat,
was also
you've
in
been...
7 points of interest with you.
7 points of impact, right. So you've
impact.
Been in several books. So, Pat, what has this process meant to you, and how did the writing process go, interviewing process and writing process go with Andrea? So, from a perspective of a author that's included in the project, what was your impressions of Andrea and the project itself?
Well, Andrea and I were both teachers, and so we understood that, and I like her a lot. And there's a lot to do what she was doing, so I was impressed. And I hope everything was cool, that you got my corrections and everything, and you got that done, because I didn't get that other thing back to see it. But I'm trusting it.
Oh, yes,
it.
I did.
So, Pat, let's stick to the topic that everybody that's listening would want to hear. So what was your experience like? Did you enjoy being interviewed? Why did you say yes to this project?
I love people, and I, you know, want to have everything as positive as possible for everyone in the world and get that going so that everybody gets it, that we're all one. And I totally enjoyed Andrea, and I am a member of Gateway to Dreams, and so, and like, you know, you talked about our other book, we're in together. Well, that was set up because Linda got so excited about that other book I was in. So it's just keep rolling and keep on connecting, and I'm happy that I get to be in it.
Awesome.
And I'm
well,
looking forward
for...
to our party, too.
Yes, so we're going to talk about the party next. So, Andrea, tell us about the book launch. This is open to the authors, their friends and family, and others interested in connecting with Gateway to Dreams. So tell us about the party, when and where.
Okay, the party is June 25th. It's a Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Business Lodge, which is in Chesterfield Mall. It will be very exciting. I have never planned a book launch party, which kind of gives me open rein because no one has said, don't do this. So we have, since our book is such a beautiful mix of different dreams, we have dancers who will be performing. We have musicians who are performing. We have Amanda Dowell. She will be playing her musical Bowls. It's just really a celebration of all these dreams that these people have worked so hard on in their lives and how they've come to fruition. And it just will really be a celebration of the book and sharing it with St. Louis. Children are welcome. Bahama Bucks is bringing shaved ice for all of the children. So we want them to have a good time. But we also want to show and model to children that dreams are possible. So I've included my children in a lot of the process of what's going on. They're up to date on everything, and they're always asking me questions. And I know a lot of the other people in the book, their children are as excited about their moms and dads being part of it. So we're really excited to share the books with them. During the party, we will be having giveaways, and we will also be having raffles for sponsorships money for the next book. We will be giving away baskets that donors have given us items to put together, baskets to do a raffle for. Because in the book, this year we had 6 pages sponsored, and next year we hope to have 10 out of the 40 pages sponsored, because Gateway to Dreams realizes that not all dreams involve making money. There are a lot of nonprofits that are trying to get started that want to share their dream, and they just cannot afford to be part of the book, and so this helps them be part of it.
Awesome. And We want to talk about some of the different authors that are in the book. Can you pick a couple of stories that kind of either touched you personally or just surprised you? Maybe you thought it was one thing and it turned out to be completely different.
Yes, actually, they're all pretty amazing. So I have to pull up the cover and look at it so that I just kind of randomly pick. I think one of the best ones for my heart was a woman named Betty. She is 86 years old, and she was one of the first women in the St. Louis area to get her PhD in Spanish and Romantic languages. And so she just shared her story of this dream. She had dropped out of high school, and then when she got married, her husband said, "What do you want to do, Betty?" And she said, "I want to go back to school." So she got her GED, she went to college, and she did. In 7 years, she went from getting her GED to her PhD. And at the time when she got her her PhD from WashU, there were only 4% of the people in WashU were women. So it was just, her story was amazing because she was making history happen. And that's phenomenal. And then we also have stories of adoptions.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was phenomenal. Like, it just really struck a chord in me because I don't think those stories of individual people get shared as much. And people all over St. Louis have made an impact in these small ways for women to move forward. And as a woman, I don't know that. And I think it's important that those stories get shared.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And so this is all women, and there are not many other books like this, are there? I mean,
they're not all women.
Yeah.
We have a couple of men. So let me see. There's
some honorary men to this club. So Gateway to Dreams is always expanding their offerings. And I know Karen started this a couple of years ago, and they were lucky to get some great space at the Chesterfield Mall there. And what are the hours? When can people stop? Is it a drop by, or do they have to make appointments?
No, they can drop by anytime during mall hours. There's a volunteer in the business lodge who will share information with them. Your dream can be any dream that you just feel like you had this passion for and you just don't know how to achieve it. But it can also be that you feel like you have a dream but you can't flesh it out. They have people there to help you figure out where your strengths are and what your dream actually is, which I think is really awesome, because when you're younger and you go to college, you always think you're meant to do something, but then you're forced to pick a major. And sometimes that major is not fulfilling to your heart, and you don't really know once you become adult how to make that 180 to something that is fulfilling. And so I think it is really neat that this nonprofit is helping people feel fulfilled and make a difference.
That is awesome. And it is. A lot of people have dreams, but they need the support. They need the accountability. They need either a life coach or just someone to help guide the process, because a lot of us can have all kinds of great dreams, but you can't actually manifest it. And you might know part of the equation, but just having passion is not enough. You need sort of some basic guidelines. And I like to shout out SCORE, SCORE.org, because they provide free business advice to entrepreneurs starting their own business. And they can help with budgeting or marketing plans, or they do a lot of training. So, and they try to match you up with a mentor who has done a similar business. So I want to really recommend that to people, score.org. There are also all kinds of mastermind groups and people that are, supporting each other in like a dream think tank. I remember I read a book by Barbara Sher, Sher, and that was like the first author I read, maybe in the late 80s, when I started to have sort of a vision of having my own business someday. and she calls it a barn. It's kind of like a barn raising where you get together with other people and you plan out this vision. And you can do it in, say, even 6 meetings or 4 meetings where everyone takes a turn, puts their dream out there, and then other people weigh in on resources and helping that person to connect the dots. And that's some of what happens at Gateway to Dreams. And, of course, you know, just doing something as simple as a vision board, a lot of people know about vision boards, but a lot of people still don't. And, you know, it's just cutting out pictures and words of things that resonate with you and puts that on a big, giant 3-foot board, puts that in a place you can see it, but also take a picture of it, carry that picture with you as a bookmark, as put it on your refrigerator, in your car, put it in lots of places, because if you start seeing those images, your mind, it's like tricking your mind into believing it. Then once you have that anchored in belief, then like the universe, your higher power, God, whatever you choose to call that force in your life that is greater than yourself, that helps bring things into manifestation, that goes to work on your behalf. But you have to have the faith before having the external evidence. And, you know, despite the chaos that might be going on in your life, despite, you know, your life could be falling apart, a relationship, financially, whatever it is, don't get caught up in external circumstances, because as Albert Einstein said, you know, all great things start in the mind. You know, imagination, everything starts in imagination. And it's been proven scientifically. It's been proven with everyone that's been successful. And then I always recommend to people to read Think and Grow Rich, because Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which was written, I don't know, maybe 70 years ago, I mean, it really gives you a blueprint for some questions to ask yourself, and what is your definite major purpose? What is something you want to accomplish before you die? What is something that's tugging at your heart that maybe you're afraid to share with someone? I had a friend recently share with me, you know, she might be thinking about running for office. This is someone who's never run for political office. But, you know, a lot of people sit on the sidelines and then grumble, hey, this is happening, that's happening. It's like, well, do something about it, you know. And I used to be, I interned in Washington, D.C. in my junior year in college, and I saw that it's just a group of people that are sitting there discussing things and making decisions. And unless they hear from people, they don't really know what the constituents are thinking. So, A, make yourself heard. B, if something's really bothering you, think about running for office. There's a lot of training available for women. And again, the support group, the people that love and believe in you will gather around your dream and help it come to a reality. So you don't have to know each and every little step. You don't have to know, how am I going to get through A to Z? You have to just take the next right step and then the next right step. And sometimes it's little baby steps. And, you know, keep moving it forward and keeping a dream journal and writing your dreams down and, you know, writing what you've accomplished in that day. You know, at the end of every day, review your day. Did I take one small action? Did I take one small action to execute this new dream? And, you know, that's how I got to go to Africa, which was a huge dream. Went, you know, 3 years ago, saved up the money, raised the money to go. Whatever it is, you know. We have the shop Butterfly and Moon down on Main Street. That is something that was beyond our wildest dreams. I mean, here, my business partner, former police officer and helicopter pilot, and here's me, a former event planner, fundraiser. You know, we're very two unlikely people to first come together as business partners and then second to form a business. And it's a collection of other artists who we love to support and build up their dreams and say, okay, this is great. What's your next dream? What are you going to do next? And, you know, to encourage and give them permission to try new things, whether it's, you know, we had one lady who was a quilter and, you know, it's not something we can sell at the store, quilts or anything related to quilts, but she knew how to dye fabric. And I'm like, how about creating some clothing, you know, and she has created some hand-dyed fabric clothing that has embroidered butterflies on it, hand-dyed fabric that's on tote bags. Her items are now selling, and that's something that she wasn't doing before. There was another lady who created collage, we call them collage plates, but they're like vintage plates that are assembled to make art. You can use them to serve food or hold candles, but, you know, again, it's a unique thing, but, you know, I'm like, what else do you do? Well, I knit. Oh, really? Can you make some scarves? Oh, yeah, I can make some scarves. I mean, I think one Christmas we sold 300 of her scarves. So my point is, you know, people pigeonhole themselves sometimes as one thing. We have a new artist who is, actually we met him as a waiter, and he had this really cool tie clip. We're like, where'd you get that tie clip? It was an oyster fork bended as a tie clip. He said, I made it. I said, really? Where do you sell those? Well, I don't sell them. Really? Would you like to sell them? Yes. So, you know, then we figured out that the tie clip can also be hung on a black leather cord as a pendant. And so now this can be something like a his and hers gift you can share. Your husband can wear it as a tie clip, and you can wear it as a pendant on a necklace. So he's a new artist. And, you know, whether it's someone who's a woman who's, you know, just a lot of our women are just getting into their art after the age of 50 or after the age of 40, after they've raised their kids, you know, and they have a little bit of time to start exploring their creative passions. But whether it's a woman or a man, you know, we all need to help fan the dreams of each other and keep that creativity going. So what's next for you, Andrea? What's on your vision board?
Kimberly and I are going to work on that journal after the book launch party. We're really not going to do anything probably for the summer. We both have children, and this is their time, so we need to go back to being full-time mommies. But before that, I do want to mention that Miriam Brickner, who is an awesome photographer, worked so hard with us on this project. There was really the team of the four of us, Karen, Kimberly, me, and Marion. And then there was also Lisa Dinga, who handled all the financial side. And so this was very much a collaboration of a dream. Without the support of each other and each other's gifts, it would never have happened. Everyone kind of had their specialty, and it was also stepping outside of our comfort zone, too. And I love that you mentioned a book from 70 years ago, because following your dream hasn't really changed. And it's just the same process, but it's just stepping outside of that box you talked about and saying, I'm going to do something that I'm uncomfortable with today, and it might make me feel uncomfortable, but in the end, I'm going to be very happy I did it. And that's the same thing he was talking about 70 years ago. That's pretty awesome.
Well, right when you said little box, I tend to, unfortunately, multitask, but the St. Charles Library had posted something about the new, it's called the Little Free Library of Newtown, and it's a little box where people put in books that they can share and pay it forward. And I love this concept. I first saw it actually on like the Hallmark Channel or some TV show where they were doing that. Maybe we can get one of the Dreamer books put in that. But there's a cute little video.
What a great idea.
Yeah, I'll share the video on your timeline. But it shows a young lady checking off her list. She has a checklist of all the things she wants to do this summer, and one of the things was to share a book that she's read, and I thought that was just so cute. And so, again, we can share these books, share these dreams, share these ideas. Invite someone to the event on June 25th. It's a Sunday night, right? Sunday
yeah.
evening at Gateway to Dreams. And Also, just want to take a little break here for a second, let Andrea get a sip of water. and talk a little bit about what we have coming up at Butterfly and Moon this month. This weekend, Saturday, believe it or not, is National Iced Tea Day. And we are going to be giving away some free samples of some strawberry peach and some black and blue, which is blackberry and blueberry iced tea, by our very own tea lady, Molly Neesham. And Molly is one of these women that followed her dream. She was actually a math tutor and owned a math museum business. Her mother worked for NASA, and Molly is like a math genius. She's the president of the chess club and, you know, all this stuff. But she had a serious health issue, and she had to find some natural ways to deal with it. And tea became one of the main ways. And so she started blending tea and with a health consciousness, a purpose to create tea that were high in antioxidants, high in catechins, green tea, white tea, black tea. There's like all these different kinds of teas. There's probably 30 teas that we carry at Butterfly and Moon. We're her exclusive outlet. And so we occasionally do tea sampling with her, but this Saturday she's going to be in costume. It's really fun. She gets dressed up in a vintage costume of sorts, and she will be giving away, this is something new we've never had, it's a flowering tea blossom, and you put it in hot water, and it blooms into a flower in the hot water, and then you drink it. And I think it might have started in Japan or something, but they're really cool, and we're going to be giving those away with purchase of a tea gift set. And we have these Healthy Mama gift sets where there are 7 different teas. They're already pre-packed into little tea bags, and they're teas that are specifically to help a busy, tired mama both have quiet time but also get re-energized with some healthy tea. So that's happening Saturday from 1 to 3. Come down to Main Street, that you can ride the new trolley. There's a free trolley ride. It's a great thing to do with kids and families. You can hop on at the convention center or at the Foundry. I think there's 3 spots along Main Street, South Main, and the Visitors Bureau are a couple of them. And you can hop on and take a 30-minute loop around town. The driver of the trolley bus narrates a little bit. It's a really fun thing to do. And you can actually park at the convention center, hop on the trolley, and go to, like, the streets of St. Charles and historic Main Street. Main Street has a lot of beautiful flowers blooming right now. The weather's been perfect. And then people sometimes will go down to Frontier Park and take a stroll. They can go over to Bike Stop Cafe and rent a bicycle. Tony and Jody Devonshire were just named Business of the Year by the St. Charles Chamber. They're opening up a second location in Chesterfield, and they have a beautiful little cafe. You can get lunch. You can, like I said, rent a bike. You can. They also have a retail store on Main Street where they sell clothing specifically for women cyclists, because, you know, you want clothing that fits you. And that's, you know, that might be a dream. That's a dream for me, is just to get on a bike again, because it's been a long time. And Patrice, my business partner, had restored a 1950s bike and painted it cherry red and put a seat on it, ironically called a Fat Fanny. And it's one of those bikes with no gears and just like a little basket in the front. And so that's this weekend. Next weekend after that, June 17th, something that has never been in downtown St. Charles before, the St. Charles Pride Festival, which this is only the 3rd year they've had it. The first year was at the St. Charles Community College campus, and then it was at the 370 Park over in St. Peter's. This is actually a family-friendly event. There are nonprofits that will have booths. I think last year they had like 15 different churches that are open and accepting. This is for family members, friends, anybody who wants to just come out and have a fun time. There'll be entertainment. There'll be, I think they have a whole big kids area set up. They'll have, I think they'll have a beer garden that's all, fenced off, so it's, you know, private there. Over 100 and some vendors. I mean, I don't know how many vendors. There'll be a lot. I went to a vendor meeting the other day at the library, and there was like 200 people in that room. I couldn't believe it. So there'll be a lot of different vendors. I know there's going to be an animal adoption group there with animals for adoption. And I know the Red Cross will also be there, and first aid and stuff like that. If you fall off your bike, there will be first aid services. But we will be doing some specials and giving away some things. It's from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And if you text the word PRIDE to 72727, that's 72727, you'll be entered to win one of our prizes. You'll also be added to our VIP club list, where you get fun little things like free pie on your birthday from Magpies, or you get to come in and get a discount or a gift at our store during your birthday month. And I know, Andrea, you've come in and you got a really neat little outfit of a vintage hat and a vintage top. Tell us about your love of vintage. Where did all that start?
I think from my grandma. I have a lot of her. I have her old fur coat, and I wear it. It's just in the closet. And a lot of our artwork and our house is my mom made during college. She was very artistic. My aunt is very artistic. My husband's mother does cross stitch. And I just think things with a history just are so much more meaningful. And so instead of just filling our home with knick-knack stuff that doesn't mean anything, I try to fill it with things that have a history so we can talk about it and just kind of remember our loved ones and say prayers for them when we look at it. So, yes, I have this beautiful hand-beaded blouse that I came home and I said, Mom, I need you to take it in a little bit. So my plan is to wear it to the book launch party, but I have to get it to her house to kind of take it in a little bit so I can wear it.
That's awesome.
Beautiful. When I look at it, all I think of is the hours of work it took for somebody to make this amazing shirt.
Oh, yeah. We are now carrying tops and tunic tops and dresses from India, and they're all embroidered. I mean, there are millions of little stitches. They're first hand dyed and in all these really great colors, and then they're hand stitched. And I agree. When I look at like that vintage top you got, the beading and the pearls, and I know they just don't make clothing like that anymore. The quality of clothing, that some of the vintage clothing is just amazing. And hats are back in style. The St. Louis Art Museum had done that wonderful exhibit on Impressionism art and hats. And that show actually made the national news, the Sunday, the CBS Sunday morning show. And anyway, hats are a big thing right now, and we have a lot of hats. There's some casual ones that are just good for gardening or walking in the summer. There's also some really pretty party hats and fun for a ladies tea. I do want to give a save the date for everyone listening. September 22. This is all about uplifting dreams. September 22, it's a Friday, 11 a.m. will be a fashion and tea event called Uplifting Dreams. It's a fundraiser for women's scholarships. It's for women going back to school after an interruption. We have a scholarship fund at the community college we help raise money for. Because the money comes through a nonprofit, the college matches the money. And to date, we've raised over $11,000, and 15 women have received scholarships. And this is a new event, never been done before, at Sugar Cubed. It's a candy and treat store on Main Street in Boonslick, and it's run by two sisters. And this is kind of a neat dream that they pursued. They opened an old-fashioned candy store, and believe it or not, we didn't have one on Main Street. It has wood flooring, has like jars of caramels and jars of candy that you can buy by the bulk. But they have these sodas I've never tasted before, all kinds of unusual flavors. So you can just go up to the little counter and get a soda, get a bag of candy. But on the second floor of their candy store, they have a new event space. It's only been open maybe 2 weeks. It's very new. It's called the Zeppelin Room. and the colors are like teal and pink. It's real pretty. They have tables and chairs there to seat 80 people. And I want to just give a shout out to them because they're going to be sponsoring this event in terms of the space and working with us. And we're going to have some beautiful models, all ages, real women. I like to say real women. Everything from 20 years old to 60-something, 70-something years old, everything in between, modeling some of the fashions from Butterfly and Moon. We'll have the Pretty Angel line, which has been real popular because it looks vintage with a lot of lace. We'll also have the new line from India and some other just eclectic offerings, so clothing and hats and jewelry. And some of the jewelry we've made at Butterfly and Moon, but also some of the jewelry we have other artists that make jewelry that we feature. And we're always interviewing new artists. People refer their friends to us. We have a waiting list of artists that want to get in on our store. We also have a small section of books, authors that have been on Alive to Thrive, people like Jill Farmer, Kathy Tristan, Anna Umuge, who's from Africa, from Uganda. Many years ago, I helped her start a nonprofit and a board of directors to build an orphanage in Uganda. And we helped raise enough money so that she could buy the land, ultimately build the orphanage, and have clean water. So that's a dream realized. There are other awesome books, one called Menopause Mavens, and it's an anthology by various women who are postmenopausal and what that means to them. It's really funny. Some of the stories are hilarious. But one of my all-time favorite books is The Kindness Diaries by Leon Logothetis.
I have that one.
Yeah. Did you watch it on Netflix?
I have not. Niece Madison just handed it to me 2 weeks ago and said, "You have to read this, Aunt Riri."
Oh,
so I've just started it.
Oh, my God. Where did Madison? Oh, yeah, Madison got it at our store. Yeah, I forgot that she was your niece. It's so many connected dots here. But I met him on Twitter, of all places, and he traveled the world with zero money, asking people out of the goodness of their heart to provide him a place to sleep or a meal. He never asked for money. He would not accept money. He just needed acts of kindness. And if people helped him, he found out what their dreams were. And on the subject of dreams, he was all about manifesting dreams for others. And he often chose different people's dreams and funded them. What they didn't know when they helped him was that he was independently wealthy. He had made a lot of money in the stock market. And he also randomly gives out money on Facebook. If you post of something that you witnessed, an act of kindness, and hashtag it, Go Be Kind, or the Kindness Diaries, he randomly picks stories to just give $1,000 here or there to. But his book is on Netflix, so you can download it and watch it. Each chapter of the book, as you know, is a different country, so the episodes are, you know, different countries. And he has another book out. I'm hoping to get him back on Alive to Thrive in the coming months, because I guess it's been, maybe it was a couple of years ago that he was on the show and he came to the store. It was my dream to have him host him at the store. We sold a case of books in 20 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
He's just such an interesting character. He does have a Facebook page and a Twitter page, as I mentioned. And on Twitter, it's just Leon Logothetis, Logothetis. We sell the book at the store and also online. People can go to butterflymoon.com to order their copy of the book. But he has another book out that hopefully we'll be getting soon. And then speaking of dreams, I want to shout out lastly to Rona Lococo of Lococo House. I introduced her to Maria O'Rourke, Maria Rogers O'Rourke, who had published two little books called Prepare Your Heart to Be a Great Mom and Prepare Your Heart to Have a Great Christmas. And they're little spiritual guidebooks that you read a little reading and you do a little journaling. And they're just really sweet little books. Well, Maria now is helping people put together their books. So I introduced her to Rona. Rona's had a bed and breakfast for like 30 years, or I don't know, maybe 40, a long time, let's just say. She has two Victorian houses in St. Charles on 1309 South, no, North Main, North 5th Street, excuse me, 1309 North 5th Street. And she wanted to put together, she wrote a cookbook, but she wanted to do a book giving people advice on how to start their own bed and breakfast, because she has mentored and helped a lot of people who have started their own B&Bs. And so they got together over the last 6 to 8 months, put together this book. It's going to be coming out, I think, by September. We'll be having a book signing at the store and selling the book. But, you know, that's just awesome that someone, you know, followed their dreams and put out another book. And but it's sort of serving others by doing that. And everybody is an expert on something. And so it's so important to share what you know. Don't hold that information to yourself. Share what you know, because there's someone out there that could use some of your experience and wisdom on their path. So we're just wrapping up. We have just a few minutes left. Are there any parting words, Andrea, that you want to share with us?
Yes, I wanted to talk about your page a little bit. You mentioned about supporting women in their dreams, and I think people would love to hear about how they can help, because not everyone can donate money, but I love how you talk about how they can donate jewelry. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Thank you for plugging that. I almost forgot. So the nonprofit is called Dream Uplifters, and it started when, you know, I went to Africa, and there was a young lady there that I wanted to sponsor her college. Her parents are no longer living. She's in her 20s. She'd be the first woman in her family ever to go on to further her education. And, you know, I still want to do that. But we have these scholarships here in St. Charles that we've been funding, and we needed to figure out new ways to fund the scholarships. So anyway, people can bring in their broken jewelry. It can be chain. It can be keychains. It can be tie clips. It can be cufflinks. It can be brooch pins that your grandmother had, and they could be missing stones. It doesn't matter what condition the jewelry is in. Just bring it by. You can mail it to 814 South Main Street, St. Charles, 63301. We'll even pay for shipping, or you can just drop it off. But with this broken jewelry, I assembled it into mosaics, mostly words that are positive and uplifting, like love, joy, family, faith. I'm working on a giant mermaid right now for summer. And I do a lot of custom order pieces for people, like a letter of someone's last name, or I do this tree of life, incorporating, sometimes people will bring in their jewelry and they want me to make something for them, and that's fine too. So, but you can drop off your broken jewelry. It will go on a mosaic. When the mosaic sells, we'll donate that money to the scholarship fund. So at any rate, that's just what we're doing, and it's just a little thing, but it's meaningful, and but it's a nice way to, you know, make use of some of that stuff, because otherwise a lot of it just goes in a landfill, and there aren't any places really that recycle jewelry. You can give it to Goodwill, but, you know, that doesn't really go to anything specific like a scholarship fund. I mean, that's fine too, but anyway, so drop off your jewelry at Butterfly and Moon. And Patrice actually makes leather cuffs out of recycled leather, vintage Italian leather belt. She takes a vintage belt and makes a leather cuff out of that. So we like to repurpose and reuse and upcycle and all those good things. So like someone just posted on the merchant page in St. Charles, she had 100 canvas tote bags, and she was looking to, you know, give them away to some organization or somebody It was from a conference a couple of weeks ago, and I said, I'll take them. You know, we'll use them at Pride Day and use them to put books in and other things. So, you know, we can all just kind of spread it around. Over in Africa, when I was there in Ghana, they took old glass Coke bottles, Coca-Cola bottles, and window glass, and they broke it into, actually ground it into little teeny fragments, and then put that in a mold and put that in like a brick oven, outside brick oven, and melted that glass, that powdered glass, into a brand new bead, and then hand-painted the bead, and then they make jewelry with that. And these beads are only made in this one part of Africa, and it's really neat. We also carry at the store just beads like that are made out of paper that are hand-wrapped in Haiti or Uganda. So we have a guy brand new from Minnesota who takes birch bark from a tree and makes jewelry out of that. So that's kind of neat. So, you know, whatever. Come by, see us, stop by at Butterfly and Moon, and hopefully we'll have that book. When do you think we'll have copies of the book to sell at the store, Andrea?
We are sending out an email for pre-order books in the next week, and so you can pre-order as many as you would like for your store, and we will be happy to have you have them in there.
And when do you think they'll be printed and delivered?
I think they will be – June 25th is our book launch party, so you will have them as soon as we have that party.
All
so
right.
After that.
Awesome.
So, and
well, it's been
I
a pleasure having you on.
Well, thank you
all
very
right.
much. Have
well,
a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day, a wonderful month. Congratulations on accomplishing a very, very big, very, very big project. And kudos to you, and we wish you all the best on your next dream.
Thank you. Have a great day, Brenda.
All right. Have
Bye-bye.
A great day, everyone. And thank you, Pat, for calling in as well, and to the other authors that are part of the book. And a shout-out to Karen Hoffman, the dream manifester at Great Way to Dreams. Check it out online.